Hello and welcome to the latest health news that you will not see on the mainstream media, and that's what I'm here to do here today. So then we see vaccine fail, whooping cough outbreak closes Texas school despite 100% vaccination rate. Okay, so despite a 100% vaccination rate, a Texas school closes early for winter break due to a whooping cough outbreak. Clearly the vaccine is failing to work as advertised. So it doesn't sound very good, and as you can see, here's the report from the school itself. All the students are 100% vaccinated, and yet this happened. So some questions to ask, right? All right, how are we here? Then we have here, mothers and babies' brains more in tune when the mother is happy. Are we surprised about that? They say the results are also suggest that babies of depressed mothers may show less evidence of learning because of a weakened neural connection between mother and infant. A negative mental state due to clinical depression tend to have less interaction with their baby. So I talked about depression in the past, but seeing that depression is actually forming at a very, very young age, it's about understanding that the very beginning stages of life can actually impact you way down the road, right? Those are the most critical stages. That's your construction zone for becoming who you are. You know, your teeth, your bones, your organs are formed right in those beginning months. So is it important that we vaccinate our kid like nuts during the time? Is it important that we have technology in their hands all the time and they're not interacting with their mother? Is it important that, you know, it is important that we pay attention to these things and we spot them out and say, you know what, I can be better than that. And everybody else is doing it, and that's why they're ending up the way they are. And I can be a better parent. I can be a better person out there. That's what this is about. It's about empowerment, right? So will you take health into your own hands, right? So their speech is often flatter in tone. They make much less eye contact, and they are less likely to respond when their baby tries to get their attention. Positive emotions help us to communicate in a much more efficient way. Exactly, right? And if you want them to live a very happy, healthy life, because they are one and the same, being happy and being healthy, then maybe try not to be so down. Maybe try giving your baby some attention that it deserves, right? They come into this world very vulnerable to everything. They're absorbing everything that's coming into them, and they don't know where they are. They need guidance, just like a health coach would with their client, for example. In a world of so much technology and denaturing, for example. So the mother needs to act the same way with their child, in nurturing them and being there for them and seeing them and saying, you know, pick that up, don't pick that up because you might choke on that, for example, or, oh, that's plastic from China, that might not be so safe to put your mouth on, stuff like that. Pay attention to those different things, because even a puppy, for example, is the same way. They want to play with everything, and that is great. It just shows that adventure, that willingness to be so free. But in a world that we've created so much, the problem is these creations of our own have created all these problems of our own. So we must be aware of those things that we ourselves kind of created in the first place. So, as a social species, humans share emotional states with others. This work shows how emotions change the connection between two individuals at a neural level. The researchers say that their findings apply to many other types of affiliative bond between couples, including between couples, close friends, and siblings, where each person is highly attuned to each other. Right, we all have the same blood, right? We all have similar things to each other genetically. But can we keep that bond when we're nurturing? So there's the nature, which is what we're designed to be. Can we keep the nurture in alignment with said nature? Instead of creating this nature versus nurture, that's exactly what we've created for ourselves with everything that we have created for ourselves physically. But looking at the genetic level, looking at the natural level, the spiritual level, whatever you want to call it, there's this deeper bond that everybody shares. Can we embrace that for what it is, you know? Be glad that you have that ability. Some people cannot even reproduce. Some people, they lose their child. Some people, they're not able to be there for their child. Please take the time to be there for your child. It's the most important stage of life. And by impacting your child, you're impacting generations upon generations later in time. And do people really see that impact? Or is it we've gotten so used to it now, even though for infertility is now growing? So truly treasure what you have. So So the strength of the effect is likely to depend on how well the two people know each other and the level of trust between them. So you could take the same for relationships, for example, right? If somebody is in a relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, hopefully there's a great level of trust between them. They're with each other. They're used to living with each other before they get married, for example. They have a couple years on them before they get into any of this mess. Maybe they're friends first before they call them each other boyfriend, girlfriend, and to get in trouble with all this other stuff that happens nowadays. It's like I was raised in a very traditional family. I'm very blessed to have that. So, looking at what our society has done, I just feel like, my culture, my generation has become very immoral. They're on their phones all the time, and I don't know if anyone feels the same way, but I want to change that. I want to see that we're moving in the direction that we were destined to be, really. And living our ancestors, who would probably look at us with much question now, being that there's so much that exists that they never even perceived in their lifetime. So, study raises alarm over flame-retardant chemicals in baby products, furniture. So I mentioned that, as a baby, we have to be careful of what's going on. So there you go, flame retardants. It's not just the plastic that comes from China. It's also what's in the furniture. So certain chemicals could lead to increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, and more. So studies have shown that perinatal exposure of rats and mice to common flame retardants found in household items permanently reprograms liver metabolism, often leading later in life to insulin resistance and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Insulin resistance, I mentioned that before. What does that mean? It's eating too many carbohydrates and all these sugars, and yet we see it also being contributed by chemicals itself. So again, not surprised, all these different effects happening, but if we could fix the food, then we're fixing a really, 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 really big part of the problem. You don't have to be so aware of every little thing, but fixing the food is one of the biggest things you can do. Because yes, there's a lot in your environment, but what's happening internally can actually help prevent what's coming in externally. In fact, that only makes your body stronger when you have that internal defense system that you were designed to have. So non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Non-alcoholic, right? So getting the same effects of alcohol without drinking alcohol, right? It's not just drinking vanilla extract, for example, but I make a joke out of that because it has alcohol in it, but fatty liver disease, it doesn't just have to be from alcohol. Again, changing the way we see things. We can't be so focused on saying this is this, this is this, this is this, don't question anything else. That's what the mainstream media does, and that's what we want to get away from.